This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Eric Cole was asked, have you used Spider Tack?
Michael Jackson can't moonwalk that. Well, there have been practices from older guys.
All the players have known, all the coaches, all the umpires have known it's been going on. But you know who's getting the question? The best pitchers in the sport.
Fallout going to continue to come. Our first injury, at least Tyler Glasnow, as you heard moments ago, believes his injury had a lot to do with being unable to use any sticky stuff. It is Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Did Canseco tell?
Canseco?
Did he tell?
He told on everybody, honestly. Not even on the sticky stuff, but if he had the information, he would give that up without a problem. And Barton Hahn, by the way, is brought to you by our friends at Progressive, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. That's where we are headed right now to welcome in a very good friend of the show. You can hear him on 98.7 ESPN New York every afternoon from 2 to 6:30. And, of course, he is the voice of the New York Yankees on Yes and has a new book out, Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. Center Stage, of course, a tremendous program on Yes. Michael Kay joins us right now. Michael, it is Chris Carlin and Bart Scott. And I have to say, the book so far, from poking through it, is just outstanding. How are you?
I'm great, but friend of the show, aren't I a friend of yours in life, not just the show?
You know, you will find any possible way to look for a slight in any way. If I just misspeak, it is a personal affront to you. That's amazing.
Come on, Michael Brady.
Boy, you know, he doesn't get. I'm thin-skinned. You can almost see through my skin.
No, we get that. We'll get to the book here in a minute. But first of all, you know, we heard from Tyler Glasnow there a few minutes ago. Michael, this whole situation with sticky stuff in Major League Baseball, what is your overall take on not just doing it, but doing it at the time they decided to do it?
Doing it the time they're doing it, it's ridiculous. I mean, you're 2.5 months into the season. Why now? This stuff has been going on for years. And everybody in baseball's known it's been going on for years. And the fact that you're taking away any kind of a substance that could give pitchers a better grip doesn't make any sense. Why wouldn't you have just come to an agreement with the Players Association on an agreeable substance that actually lets you get a grip but doesn't, in fact, allow itself to be weaponized into spin rate? It just makes baseball look bad, and you're going to make some of your biggest stars look bad. Why would you want that?
They need to figure out what that substance is, because everybody, I believe, has probably their own compound that they prefer. They have to come up and create their own substance, or maybe something that, you know, Major League Baseball can come up with that's a substance that they've been tested that doesn't give an advantage. But if you're an owner of a team, you know, your heaviest investment are usually in pitchers. And if, you know, you have to have Tommy John surgery, you're going to be without that asset for probably about 18 months. So when do the owners step in and say, listen, Major League Baseball, we need to kind of step this back a little bit, because I don't want my guys, you know, my valuable commodities, you know, not able to pitch for two seasons. That's a lot of money I'm going to lose if I lose a Gerrit Cole or I lose a Jacob deGrom for 18 months.
Well, how about this angle, though, Bart? The Los Angeles Dodgers are paying Trevor Bauer $40 million a year to be the pitcher that he was last year when he won the Cy Young. Well, since this crackdown was rumored, well, take a look at his last start against the Texas Rangers, Chris Carlin's Texas Rangers. He got hammered, absolutely hammered, and the spin rate was down precipitously. So the Dodgers are paying for a guy that might not be the guy that they paid for, so take the injuries out of it. And I think the owners might be in on this, though, because the sport's in bad shape, because there's no action on the field, there's no hitting, there's strikeouts, and there's walks. And that's not going to sell tickets. So the owners know that the pitchers are too good for the hitters, so they probably want to take pitchers down a notch. But you are paying pitchers an awful lot of money to be the pitcher that you thought they were when the spin rate was different. I mean, there's so many different issues clashing here. I don't know who wins it with this.
Now, you know, with the union come in and maybe represent Glasnow and say, hey, you guys changed the rule. You didn't collectively bargain it with us. We had a guy that was going for a Cy Young. You hurt his ability to make future money. You know, and would they be able to go after baseball for that?
I think that would be a tough one to sell because I think the hitters want this to stop. I mean, Josh Donaldson and Charlie Blackman have come out and said that pitchers shouldn't be allowed to do this. And the thing with Glass now, and I heard your explanation with Chris, yeah, you could say, yeah, A plus B equals C, but maybe it equals D. This is what Glass now thinks. I don't know if there's any real empirical evidence that this causes his UCL to partially tear. That would be a hard one to prove. And again, the hitters in the union, most of them want this to stop anyway. So I don't know which way the union would lean.
Michael Kay, he is the voice of the Yankees on the Yes Network. He is the host of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN New York every day from 2 to 6.30. And he is the author of a new book, Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. Michael, Yankees, we heard from Brian Cashman yesterday. This team seemingly one that is, if they're not in crisis, approaching crisis. What was your takeaway from Cashman yesterday speaking out?
I think Brian handles himself well, and I think that what he said was true. The answers are in that clubhouse, because I don't think there's help coming through the door. You know, he did go on to say that, you know, he's working the phones and that they're, you know, going to try to make trades. But I really believe that ownership will remain steadfast in not going over the threshold. And I know that fans don't want to hear it, but I don't blame them. $205 million is plenty enough money to put together a team that will make the playoffs, especially when the team that's in first place has a $64 million payroll. So I don't know if Brian is going to be able to sell the Steinbrenner family on just blowing past 210 to improve a team that was supposed to be good enough to win. I think the sticky stuff comes into play here, too. The Yankees are a team that's built to hit home runs. If they don't hit home runs, they have a hard time scoring, and they have a hard time winning games. And I think that the greatness of the pitchers, the spin rates, the high velocity, has caused the Yankees to take a drop down in the ability to hit home runs. And there are, you know, there are limited teams in terms of what they could do to score runs. They don't run the bases well, nor do they play great defense. So if they're going to win and they're going to make the playoffs, they're going to win it and make the playoffs on the backs of hitting home runs. Maybe those home runs are going to return once pitchers are brought down a notch because they're not allowed to use sticky stuff.
So why is Hermann and company so bad then? Because it doesn't seem to be working for the Yankees pitchers outside of Gerrit Cole.
Well, the Yankee pitching was great for the first 2 months of the season, and Hermann was probably their second-best pitcher. He pitched poorly the last game against Philadelphia, so only time will tell. But you would have to think, you know, Al Leiter came on our show and said over 90% of the pitchers use this stuff. Now, how many of them weaponize it for a spin rate, I'm not sure. But you would think that if pitching as a whole took a step back, well, Yankee pitching is probably going to take a step back too. But will their offense take a step up to counteract the step back, if that makes sense?
Michael Kay, he is the host of the Michael Kay Show on 98.7 ESPN in New York every afternoon, and the author of a new book, Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. One last one on the Yankees here. Michael, if this sticky stuff situation does not improve the offense, we heard Brian Cashman say yesterday that he is going to, so to speak, sleep in the bed that they are lying in right now with him and Aaron Boone and company. Could you see major changes if the Yankees can't get home to the postseason?
I could see changes, and I could see change. You know, Brian said he's never made a managerial or coaching change midseason. But, you know, on Friday, the Yankees have reopening day, and a stadium is going to be allowed to have 100% capacity. You know, if they don't hit and they don't score runs and they lose games, it's going to be interesting to see how the organization reacts if they can't sell as many tickets as they usually do. Do you make a change just as a cosmetic item, as an optics thing? I'm not sure. So I think that this is the team. They can make a tweak here or there. This is the team, this is the manager, and this is the coaching staff for this year. If they don't make the playoffs, the Yankees are built to make the playoffs. Their financial structure is based on making the playoffs. They own a network. It's important to have a team that contends. If that doesn't happen, I wouldn't doubt if there are some changes.
Now, when you say changes, you can't really make a case for Boone to be replaced. I mean, you talk about a guy that's won over 100 games his first two seasons and has taken his team to the postseason. Could they possibly sit this at the seat of Aaron Boone?
Well, I would hate to see if it was that, and I think that any manager that's part of an analytic-driven team, if that manager adheres to the numbers, as I think Boone does because Boone believes in the numbers, I think it'd be the height of hypocrisy to get rid of a manager. The Dodgers didn't do it with Dave Roberts. Dave Roberts made some curious decisions in a couple of World Series that might have cost him championships, but he's been true to what the marching orders are of the front office, and I think it's hard to blame the manager. I really do. I think the problems with the Yankees this year, Bart, is roster construction. It's not managing and coaching.
Michael K. with us, and the new book is Center Stage, My Most Fascinating Interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. Okay, this has been a show that's been going on for 20 years. You've done an amazing job with the show, and I think this book is overdue because you've had some great, great celebrities. But, Michael, as you know, I live for the awkward. I live for the cringeworthy moment. What is the biggest cringeworthy moment in your interview history in this book?
Cringeworthy. Well,
or
I mean, the worst
awkward
interview we did was worst interview was with Dennis Quaid. That's not, I mention it in the book. It's not one of the interviews we highlight, but that was terrible. Of the 240 we've done, that was just cringeworthy, as you would say. He didn't like, he came there and didn't realize that the show was an hour long. He thought he was going on like Kelly and Ryan, 8 minutes and out. So he wasn't happy with that. First two segments, he's giving yes or no answers, which is great. So at the commercial break, I just leaned over and I said, listen, the show's an hour, whether you give yes or no answers or not, and I got thousands of questions. You're the one who's going to look bad, so you decide how it's going to play. And he got a little bit better, but that was our worst show. But in terms of intensity and just worry, that was when we interviewed Mike Tyson. He was amazing. He was visceral. He was raw. On stage, Chris, he was weeping uncontrollably. He was laughing uncontrollably. He got angry. I actually thought for a moment he was going to punch me. And then I found this out a week and a half ago. It's not even in the book, but I found this out a week and a half ago. When that show ran on the YES Network, Spike Lee was watching. And at the end of the show, he called up Mike Tyson and said, that's a one-man Broadway show. Just what you did on that show. Let's bring it to Broadway. So that started the one-man show that Tyson did. But you know me, Chris and Bart. How did I get aced out of the Broadway?
Exactly.
I was part of it.
This is 5 degrees of separation. You are the Forrest Gump of interviewers. You know what I'm saying? It's like 6 degrees of separation. You're responsible for so much stuff that you never get credit for because it's indirect, man.
And more importantly, knowing Michael and knowing him as how much he loves money, how do you not get a taste of this?
Send an invoice. Can't hurt.
Most importantly, only. That's the only thing that concerns me.
Send an invoice, man. Send an invoice.
Michael,
I'm sure Spike would love to get that invoice.
Michael, when you have all of these 240 interviews and you have an opportunity to sit down with the man who is sitting next to me in his prime, and he has expressed an interest in having his dream being in that center stage chair across from you.
I haven't done enough yet. I'm just working on the bowling.
Well, I mean, what about when you came around? I mean, look, you were a tremendous star in New York City.
Yeah, I wasn't.
And Michael blew you off like a piece of lint.
Yeah, I mean, I would have gave you more juice than Dennis Quaid, I tell you that much.
How do you actively shun Bart Scott here?
I'm a big Bart Scott fan. I do not book the guests, but when Center Stage returns and we're allowed to have audiences again, I want Bart Scott to be on the show.
What's the blonde hair lady, the D-list actress that got in trouble with Trump a couple of years? That's like who I roll with. You know what I mean?
Who's
that?
The adult film actress?
No.
Stormy Daniels?
No. The comedian with the red hair. They got canceled.
Oh, Kathy Griffin.
Yeah, I'm the Kathy Griffin of interviews.
He said blonde lady got in trouble with Trump. I mean, I don't know.
I said redhead. Well, Mike, we'll start with bowling, Mike, because I heard you the other day talking about the bowling. We'll start with that. We'll start with bowling, seeing if I can get my little Pete Weber on.
Now, do you believe that Chris is as good as he says? He says he's bowled a perfect game.
You bowled a perfect game?
Back in the day.
Well, listen. If Chris speaks construction worker / bowler, you know, for sure. I wonder how much of that piece of grease was on the ball, too, to keep it nice and wet down the lane.
Exactly. That was my oil current on the lane. Exactly. And I am shaped like a bowling pin. So
Jerome Bennis, like every fat person I know. Well, not. I'm sorry.
It's okay. We're not offended.
every plus size model I know can bowl. You know, Jerome Bennis has 3 perfect games.
Michael,
wow.
Let me tell you something. This book is absolutely fantastic. Center Stage, my most fascinating interviews from A-Rod to Jay-Z. It is a great summer book, and by all means, pick it up. And there's a gorgeous picture of a handsome man holding the book up on ESPN Plus right now. Michael, best of luck with the book, and I just got mine yesterday. Can't wait to dive in here.
And as a show, Michael.
Thank you so much. It's a great bathroom book. It really is.
And Michael, as a show, we're going to make sure that we tag Dennis Quaid and say thanks for absolutely nothing.
Thank you. I'd like that. Yep, that'd be great.
Michael Kay, host of The Michael Kay Show, 98.7 ESPN in New York. And, of course, voice of the Yankees on the YES Network and host of Center Stage. This book is outstanding. We appreciate it, Mike. Thanks.
Thank you, guys. Thanks so much.
Hey, Chris, I wonder if he felt the same way when he was interviewing Mike Tyson as you felt when you were interviewing Dennis Haley, when I thought I was going to have to tackle Dennis Haley.
Charles
Haley looked like he was going to put them 5 fingers to the face.
Yeah, well, listen, I asked some tough questions. It's going to happen every once in a while, but I should have probably known a little bit better when it comes to that kind of thing. Charles Haley and I almost had an incident. What am I going to do?
At the Super Bowl.
All I'm going to do, I'm keeping it real. That's all there is to it. Michael Kay joining us on the Goodyear Hotline, giving us the Straight Talk, brought to you by Straight Talk Wireless. No contract, no compromise. Phones, let's go. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Alex in Brooklyn, New York is next on ESPN Radio. Alex, what's up?
Hey, what's up, guys? I was at the Nuggets game last night, and what a performance from Kevin Durant getting it done. I thought as of 2 nights ago, James Harden was ruled out. I thought the Nets had no chance. I felt like his presence on the court and his ability to level out the game, to facilitate, really set the tone for the Brooklyn Nets. It was all Kevin Durant. It was all Jeff Green. Even though he didn't get out of Harden, obviously dealing with a hamstring issue, only 1 of 10 from the field. But you could tell his presence on the court leaves the flow of the offense, got it moving. In the game before where Irving got injured, the offense just couldn't get it going in the second half. And here with his presence on the court and obviously Kevin Durant playing 48 minutes.
It was amazing, Alex. It really was. And the one question I did have that I meant to ask you, do you think the Nets win this game if James Harden doesn't play? No, we let him go.
Damn it. I wanted to ask why they were so damn quiet, why they had to wait to get close for them to give him some energy.
My bad. It was quiet.
And I want to know, did he buy the ticket right before the game? it's like I don't understand how this place doesn't sell out. This team is like 1 win away from being in the Eastern Conference Finals, and it's like you got to entertain. You know that skit that Dave Chappelle has, like, "Oh, you can't do it. If you do anything wrong, we're going to do that." Like he said, these people nowadays are the hardest people in the history of the world to entertain.
Yeah.
And it's like, man, damn, what does a guy got to do to get some support?
I went and looked. Maybe ticket prices. When I was looking last week when they were still up there. But do they win this game if Harden didn't play?
No, because I think Harden gave them opportunity to be able to kind of take some pressure off Kevin Durant from bringing the ball up. And, you know, he's a great ball handler, got him into their sets, and he was able to facilitate, you know, 8 assists. So that's 16 points that he's responsible for, plus the 5, he's responsible for 21 points.
Barton Hahn brought to you by Goodyear, helping you discover the road ahead. Goodyear, more driven. In moments, there was a major, major opportunity for a sport to take advantage of a remarkably heated rivalry this weekend, and they missed it. That's next in audio files right after Bart tells you about our friends from Home Depot.
This year, make Dad's Day with gifts from the Home Depot. Save on all the best ideas by shopping in-store or on the app. Choose from new innovative tools, top-rated grills, and even the latest smart cameras and devices for your home. Because what dad doesn't love new gear? The best gifts for the best dads, and you'll find them all at the Home Depot. How doers get more done. See store for more details. Restrictions apply. Your calls and audio files after this.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details. 10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Bart and Han.
There's one incredible season that just continues to be put together in Major League Baseball. It's Bart and Han on ESPN Radio and ESPN Plus.
I'm with you when you're right, Chris.
Wow. I'm right. Wow.
Shohei Ohtani, man, has been amazing.
That's not where I'm going.
Oh, sorry.
Bart and Han is brought to you by Progressive Insurance, and all guests appear via the Goodyear Hotline. Jacob DeGrom is having an off-the-charts year, as is Shohei Ohtani. I'm not taking anything away from him, but DeGrom's ERA is 0.5. 0.5 for the season. That leads us to audio files. Let's do it. Earlier, Ron Darling, SNY TV analyst for the New York Mets and also Turner TV analyst, on with Greeny, describing the season of DeGrom and how he's been able to do it.
It feels a lot like Tiger Woods when he was at his best, where you're having a hard time describing what he's doing. I've seen Nolan Ryan at his best, Steve Carlton, Dwight Gooden, of course. I was on the bench watching for his first 2 years. It was as good as it gets, but this guy's ability to prevent runs is beyond anything I've ever seen before. His athleticism, his insides, to go along with his physical gifts are just, it's a pleasure, Greeny, to call the games every fifth day.
So, 0.56 ERA. He has given up 4 earned runs in 64 innings. Bart, he has 5 runs batted in this year. More runs batted in than runs allowed, and 103 strikeouts in 64 innings. This is just absurd what Jacob DeGrom has been able to do this year.
Well, we know what happens when they when he pitches. He get no run support. So they say, yeah, get out the way. I'll do it my damn self. Right? People don't realize that, you know, he didn't start pitching until later in his career. He was a position player. So he still brings that type of – he's not Shohei Ohtani, like where he's
yeah. –
but, you know, he's a guy that can handle himself. You know, eventually I hope they get
he
the universal –
He is truly an athlete.
Yeah, I hope they give him the universal, you know, DH. And how crazy and amazing is his path and his story, right? Because he was like a throw-in, right? Everybody was talking about Wheeler. Everybody's talking about the Dark Knight. Everybody's talking about Baby Thor. DeGrom – Jacob didn't get a nickname. He didn't get a cool nickname. He was like the add-on. He was like the guy in the boy band that nobody really knew his name, but he was back there with the bongos and the cymbals. He never had a verse. But guess what? Guess who's the lead singer? Guess who went solo and showed everybody that he's the Teddy Pendergrass of the Melvin and the Blue Notes? Jacob DeGrom, baby. I'm the lead singer. Can't hold the truth down.
Timely reference. It's with DeGrom. He did earn the DeGrominator. That's not bad.
But that's wacky D. I mean, you get the Dark Knight. You get Thor.
You
I mean, come on, man. You got to give him something better.
I mean,
Turn them off!
And you're telling me the DeGrominator's wacky D?
Turn off the lights.
I know.
You see what I'm saying?
I'm not hating on Teddy Pendergrass.
Teddy tell the girl what to do. I said turn them off.
Maybe, you know, you find a little bit more time. That's all.
Okay, I show my age. All
right. No, it's not even that.
That's my mom's age.
Okay.
But people, how many people know that Teddy Pendergrass was a singer for Melvin and the Blue Notes?
I knew that because I'm old too.
Right, so I'm trying to understand. I'm trying to educate the people. You're supposed to entertain and teach at the same time. See, that's the problem because when all these kids nowadays hear all these samples, they think it's a new song, but it's a remake.
You and I have completely different philosophies of radio. Entertaining and teach? No, okay. Absolutely not. Up next, Brooks Koepka. You know, I love the fact that he and Bryson DeChambeau can't stand each other.
They should have paired them with each other, though.
And apparently the USGA did approach DeChambeau's representatives about the possibility of pairing them together in the U.S. Open this week. And that was not met with great enthusiasm, let's say.
That's why we need it.
Well, here's Koepka, who, by the way, recently worked out with Michelob to have everybody who was thrown out of DeChambeau's tournament recently, when DeChambeau asked for anybody yelling Brooksy at him to be thrown out, they all got a free case of beer. Well, here is Koepka on the rivalry.
I mean, I think it's good for the game. I really do. The fact that golf's on pretty much every news outlet for, I don't know, about 2 weeks, pretty consistently, I think that's a good thing. It's growing the game. You know, the younger generation, I get the traditionalists who, you know, don't agree with it. I understand that. But I think to grow the game, you got to reach out to the younger generation. I don't want to say that's what this is, but it's reaching out to a whole bunch of people. It's getting golf in front of people. And I mean, I think it's good for the game.
And can you imagine the television ratings that would go up on the first 2 days if they're paired together?
We love petty.
Yeah.
Right? This generation loves petty. So as soon as golf understands that we want the pettiness and we want mics. Listen, the greatest thing that happened to golf in the last couple of years was the fact that last year Tom Brady and Peyton Manning were trash talking each other on a golf course. Like if they can get that type of energy when these two guys are going back to forth, trash talking each other. Like, oh, man, came a little bit up short on that one. Bet you're used to hearing that, little fella.
There was a little bit more of that, too, between Brady and Aaron Rodgers as they're getting ready for the match coming up in a couple of weeks. And Aaron Rodgers on the press conference Zoom is wearing a T-shirt that says, I'm offended.
You gotta love the pettiness. Like we love the pettiness.
Petty we're here sells,
for all, listen,
Bart.
What do you think page six is all about? What do you think that's all about? We here for the petty. We want the petty. We want to see people with perfect lives be upset and agitated and act like little babies.
I absolutely 100% agree. I am here for that rivalry. And then there was some ugly news earlier, and that is that no Kawhi Leonard tonight be out for the rest of the series. Here is Brian Windhorst this morning, I believe on KJZ.
So many injuries, guys. It's really upsetting. And the Clippers yet again looked like they were getting some traction. And this is a devastating blow. It's going to, I don't know if it'll completely derail their chances, but how can I look at you with a straight face and tell you that it's not? It's my understanding that while this is not a serious knee injury, it is a type of injury that is going to keep them out for this series in all likelihood and potentially would keep them out for the rest of the playoffs, depending on how it recovers. It's so disappointing because obviously the Clippers last year, you know, were healthy at the end, but were off kilter because of their season. This year they really focused on trying to hit their stride and it's been choppy, but here they are, with the ability to do it. And Kawhi and Paul George are playing well and they're going to lose them, guys. You know, this is going to be a year, it looks like, where he's going to be out for the playoffs when it matters. And it's just so disappointing, but this is the game now.
Let me ask you a question. Is there any chance whatsoever that Playoff P shows up and actually carries the day and finds a way to get the Clippers, who have been the team that you cannot kill off, finds a way to get them past the Utah Jazz?
I think Pandemic P can. I mean, because he can harness his inner Pacers days where he was just a one-man show, and now he knows he doesn't have to play. He knows he doesn't have to concede to anybody. He knows he can put up all the shots. He knows he can get 30, 40 shots up and nobody's going to say anything. He doesn't have to worry about being in the rhythm. He just has to be able to be a scorer. And I think they have enough people around because understand that Mike Conley's not there. So we're asking Donovan Mitchell to do the same thing. You would say, okay, I would give the advantage to Pandemic P because he's a veteran. He should know what it's all about. He understands what's at stake. He understands his legacy's at stake. And I don't want to hear anybody say anything about, you know, Kawhi's getting injured because of the season and not rest. Listen, whenever you are planting your foot and somebody hits you from the side, you get that motion that hurts your ACL or your MCL or your PCL. That's what happens. Ingles, that was a dirty play, and that was something that just timed up wrong as his plant foot, outside foot was planting. He got hit, and it forces a sideward shift.
Now, if this actually turns out to be worse, and there's a tear in there, and again, nothing's been confirmed on that front at all, he is going into free agency.
Yeah.
And that all of a sudden becomes a whole lot different. Now, we saw that Durant had that injury and he still got paid.
Yeah.
I think Kawhi would still get paid, but if you're any team out there looking to get Kawhi, you're going to have to sit and wait for a while.
Well, that gives you an opportunity to get him because if he wasn't injured, you know that he would probably go to Miami, if not stay with the Clippers. This gives you a realistic chance to be able to get a guy like that because you're willing to give him a year where he's basically redshirted.
888-CESPN, 888-729-3776. Scott in Reno, Nevada, up next on Barton Hahn. Scott, what's up, baby?
Hey, guys. I just heard what you were talking about with Kawhi Leonard, but I just wanted to ask, overall, with the playoffs, you know, you look at a guy like Joel Embiid with his team being up multiple times this playoffs, double digits, and still keeping him in, and some of the volume that these guys are getting played, do you think that has any correlation to the amount of superstar injuries you've seen with these teams having to rely so much on their big names?
I don't believe so because during the season, teams were resting guys, and I think, you know, people were upset that they were resting guys, but guys got their load management days and the days off. I believe this year they didn't have a bunch of back-to-backs, right? They made sure that they didn't have a lot of back-to-backs. That was the compromise. I just think that injuries happen, and when you have stars, it's going to continue to get touches. Kyrie, you know, fell on somebody's ankle on his foot coming down. It wasn't because he was injured. These guys were injured before the season even really got healthy.
Yeah.
James Harden is because he didn't come in shape. He decided to go hang out and stay in the strip club so he can be a fat bastard and get kicked out of Houston, but it backfired because he wasn't in shape.
Well, everybody's got their own training regimen. It's okay. We all find ways
to
do
things. Well, we saw Jokic keep it, but he ran out of gas at the end.
More than one way to skin a cat. That's all. Up next, there is so much at stake in the NBA playoffs right now for teams, especially with all the injuries they're dealing with. But also in baseball, you've got a team that is a blue blood that is in big trouble. Their leader speaks in moments. Barton Hahn on ESPN Radio is presented by Progressive Insurance. Commercial insurance through Progressive protects your business and your dream. Choose from over 30 coverage options at progressivecommercial.com. The leader of the stricken in baseball. Next, Barton Hahn, ESPN Radio, ESPN Plus.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Bart and Hahn.
Stuff right here, man. I used to sing this all the time. Closing time. Everybody future. What to do. It was like every beginning to some another one's end. That's right. The part. That's the part that used to get to me, man. It used to hit me right in my chest, man. I used to think about that when I was in college, when I was about to move on. I didn't know if I was going to go to the league. I didn't know if I was going to be working at Pep Boys, you know what I'm saying, in like 4 months. You know what I'm saying? So I was just like, damn.
So you're driving to and from the facility thinking, playing, blasting this in tears?
I'm like, we put all our eggs in one basket, baby. We on a tightrope with no safety net, baby. We all or nothing, baby.
That's
either going
to
be sugar or it.
That's the only way to go.
For everybody out there, I said it.
888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. Bart and Hahn, brought to you by My Computer Career, training for a better life. A couple of NBA notes. We told you, no Kawhi Leonard tonight. Also, no Mike Conley tonight. He will not be returning, that according to Woj. And Stan Van Gundy out in New Orleans after 1 year. Scott Brooks out in D.C.
Did they not see Stan Van Gundy with Detroit, his last coaching job?
Yeah.
Like, sometimes, like, be more imaginative, right? Like, instead of just going with the known commodity, why don't you go with some fresh blood? That's what I hate about the good old boys club. We just see the retreads over and over again. This dude has had so many chances, and I'm sure he's a great coach. No, I'm not. He destroyed the Pistons. Man, he messed the Pistons up with some of them bad picks he got. Half of the Pistons that he got had over there is contributing for other people's teams, so we know that he has some type of talent. I mean, I just hope somebody gets a real legitimate shot. I mean, go get a Chauncey Billups, man. Give him some fresh blood. Sam Cassell, how many times I got to see that big, bald, crazy, alien-looking head on the sideline behind somebody? Can he get a man a real opportunity?
I think he could get a shot this year.
Kenny Smith get an opportunity? Because we know that it's reports that he may be wanting to come out of the TNT thing. We've been great.
All right, but how about Becky Hammon? She's been on the sideline for the Spurs for 7 years.
I get that, man.
It's about time.
But you got to get in line, though, bro. I get it.
I know, she's been in line.
I get it. But Chauncey Billups and stuff like that, both of them have played the game. Listen, I want gender equality as well, and I think she'll be a great candidate. She won the summer league, you know what I mean? But I just want Chauncey Billups because he's a Piston. They're so great for us.
Yankees really, really struggling right now. Here's some of Brian Cashman from yesterday on everything that's going wrong.
It is frustrating to watch. I get it. And it's frustrating to watch because we're better than this. It's not because Aaron Boone doesn't know what he's doing. It's not because any of those coaching staff aren't doing their job to the best of their abilities. But we're dealing with it. I promise you that.
He said that they have the right guys in the locker room to get it done. And, Bart, that could be his epitaph this year.
Yeah, man. Listen, you know, that's the sword he's going to die on because he wants to say, hey, I'm responsible for this roster. So you got to take ownership of it if you feel like it doesn't need to be improved.
Rob is in Long Island. He is up next. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio. What's up?
Hey, I got a question. Pitchers using the sticky stuff. You watch batters shave down their bat handles. They put pine tar up to the labels. They wear gloves to get a good grip so it doesn't slip out. What's really the difference?
The difference is just that pitchers can use the sticky stuff to get an advantage in how the ball spins. The batters don't get a huge advantage other than being able to hold on to it. The pitchers are making the argument, we need to be able to hold on to it.
Well, the counter-argument would be like, you can swing the bat. Right? You got control of the bat. You can choke up on the bat. You don't got to have it all the way down because you got control of it because it's not moving. So, I mean, it's still control is control, but I understand what you're saying. At what point is too much tacky stuff too much? And that's the balance that they have to find. And to do that, Major League Baseball got to stop messing with the damn baseball every damn year.
You know, we have had an outstanding contribution on this show from Emily Himmel. Today is her last day with us.
We're going to make sure M's. Come on, M, don't sue. Come on, man.
Moving on to bigger and better things, headed for L.A.
Who's coming with me? She needs to do Jerry Maguire. Who's coming with me? I'm coming with you, M's.
She carrying the fish out the door today? I don't know about that. If you missed any portion of the show, always find both hours of Bart and Hahn and podcast.
We ignore your countdown, M, because we don't want you to go. This show ain't never ending.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.